English.
我们很高兴大概在每个月的第四周这个青少年还有这个初中生他们都会和我们一起来敬拜所以这个时候我们就要用英文来讲道。
And I'll promise that my sermon will be short today.
那我答应大家我不会讲很久。
But then with the translation, maybe it will be long.
但因为有我在所以可以会变得更长一点。
And I also appreciate June, sometimes Li Chun will translate for me, and I really appreciate that so that I can do a ministry like this.
所以我也很感谢有丽春姊妹来帮，还有其他的姊妹来帮助我翻译，所以我可以用英文来讲道。
So when Jesus started his ministry about 2,000 years ago, he invited people to follow him.
所以大概在两千多年前，耶稣开始他的事工的时候，他邀请人来跟随他。
He invited the fishermen, Peter, Andrew, James, and John.
那他邀请了这些渔夫，像彼得、安德烈，还有雅各，还有约翰。
And also he invited the tax collector Matthew.
他也邀请了那个税吏马太。
Also, he invited rich young ruler to follow him.
那还有一个那个年轻的富有的官。
Now many of them heeded his invitation and followed him.
他们当中很多人就听了他的呼召以后，就真的跟随他了。
And today, he's also extending that invitation to all of us to follow him.
那今天耶稣的呼召仍然有效，对我们每一个人来说，他都呼召我们来跟随他。
Now, following him means that we build a relationship with him.
那跟随他的意思是说跟他要建立一个关系。
Not just to keep a bunch of rules, but rather is to follow the person, Jesus.
这个跟随不仅仅是说你要跟随一些规条，你按照这个规矩做，而是说你要跟随耶稣这个人。
So today I'd like to address a question that is, where is Jesus leading us?
那我今天想要回答的这个问题就是说，耶稣到底要领我们到哪里去呢？
So if we are following him, so what is the end game for him to, where does he is going to bring us to?
那如果我们跟着他一直跟到最后结果是什么呢？
And if we decide to follow him,At the end, what do we say that, what's the reward that he has promised?
也就是说,如果我们决定要跟随他,那到最后我们能够得到什么?
And if you have heard his invitation and you're deciding whether you want to follow, I want you to make a informed decision.
那如果你已经听到了他的这个呼召,还没有决定到底要不要跟随他的时候,我不希望你糊里糊涂地做决定,我要让你知道得清楚。
Now, many items that we...talk about in Christianity seems like it's from the result of following Jesus.
那我们谈到这个基督教的时候，讲到它的好处的时候，好像都是因为跟随耶稣所带来的。
But actually, they're not really his purpose of leading us.
但是这些好处呢，其实并不是耶稣要把我们领到的那个地步。
And I'm going to just cite three of them today.
那我今天就提到三点。
Now, some say that the end of the...Following him is for us to be a better person.
有些人说，你跟随耶稣的好处就是说，你这个人会变得更好。
Now, certainly, when we follow Jesus, that we will be a better person.
说的没错，我们如果真的是跟随耶稣的话，我们会成为一个更好的人。
We will be more forgiving. We will be more compassionate. We will be more generous. We will be more
我们可能会就是更宽容，然后对别人更有耐心，然后更有爱心。
But if you look through the four Gospels, that Jesus really didn't say that follow me and you will be a better person.
可是如果你认真的去看四福音书的话，你会发现耶稣他自己并没有说你跟随我，你就会成为一个更好的人。
And Jesus did not say follow me, then you will go to heaven.
而且甚至耶稣都没有说你跟随我你就可以上天堂。
Even though if you follow him, you will go to heaven.
虽然这个结果是这样的。
He talked about the kingdom of heaven in his ministry.
那耶稣在这个地上的事工的时候他很多次的时候谈到天国。
But he did not really talk about where we will be at in eternity.
但是他并没有说我们在永恒当中会是在什么样的状况。
Now, only one case that he promised someone to go to heaven.
那他只有一次他答应了一个人说你能够上天堂。
And that was the thief who was crucified with him.
那个人就是当时跟他一起被钉的一个强盗。
But if you look through all the Gospels, that his message is not about going to heaven.
但是如果你仔细地看福音书，你会发现耶稣所带来的信息并不只是上天堂。
And also, Jesus did not say that we follow him, then we will have a pain-free, trouble-free life.
那耶稣也没有答应说跟随他就会有无忧无虑的生活。
Actually, he hinted that the opposite, we will have trouble.
他甚至暗示我们说我们想得到的是相反的，是会有忧虑烦扰的。
Okay, let's be honest at this point.
那我们现在就要诚实的讲。
We all want good things to happen in our lives.
我们可能都希望说我们的生活是无忧无虑的。
We want the prosperity, we want the honor.
我们都喜欢有富贵荣华。
Even though that maybe you say, hey, we're not into those of success and wealth, and that's fine, but you also want peace and health, right?
那你说我没有那么大野心，我不想要富贵荣华，那你至少还也会想要平安健康。
But because we can't really control what is coming our way, so we have a tendency to, we want Jesus to work for us.
那因为我们没有任何人有办法决定我们自己的未来，所以我们就希望说耶稣来帮忙。
So we try to, I mean, after all, we say that Jesus is good and that he cares for us, that he wants the good thing for us, right?
我们常常说那耶稣他是良善的，然后他又关怀我们，又爱我们，那他肯定是想把好东西给我们，对吧？
And so we want our life going according to our plan.
所以我们的生活我们有一个好的计划，我们觉得。
And we don't want like troubles will come and detour our plan.
那我们不希望有这些困难来烦扰我们的这个计划。
So we tend to try to figure out a formula, try to say, how can I get Jesus to work for me?
所以我们就想一个办法，想一个这个程式，我怎么做，然后耶稣就能来帮我呢？
And then we bring our needs to him, and then you know, we ask him to bless us, and hopefully that he will not bring, you know, those inconvenience to us.
那我们可能也会祷告，就是说把我们的这个需要都告诉耶稣，然后求他来保守，求他来这个祝福，然后这样呢就不会有困难和烦扰来。
And we try to find like a formula. How can I do if I do this, 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 then Jesus will listen to me? What is that formula?
然后为了让这个能够实现呢，我们就想说，我们是不是应该做什么做什么，然后就会有怎么样怎么样的结果。
Now, I kind of think back to when I was a Christian in the early life.
那我想起来我刚信主没多久的时候。
Now, when we pray, we say we pray in Jesus Christ's name, right?
那我们祷告的时候，我们常常说我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Yeah, so I learned that. So when we pray, we'll say, okay, in Jesus Christ's name, I pray, amen, right?
所以他们教我的时候，我就会说祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
And then someone told me this. He said, you know, you have to say Jesus Christ, not Jesus.
你知道后来有人就跟我讲说，你要说的时候一定要说耶稣基督，不能只说耶稣。
So the rationale was that because God listens to prayer in the right authority.
那这个理论根据是这样的，就是说你这个奉的这个正确的名来求的话，神就会听。
So the right authority is that because Jesus, the name is Jesus, just a name. It's anybody's name, just like John and Joseph is a name.
如果你仅仅说耶稣的话，耶稣他只是一个名字而已。很多人也可以叫耶稣，就像叫那个约翰一样。
And but if you say Jesus Christ, then that means it's the Jesus of Nazareth, is that Jesus.
所以呢，我们要特别强调说是耶稣基督，说的就是那个拿撒勒的那个耶稣。
So I said, okay, that's good. So I'm going to start to pray, and then I'll say, okay, in Jesus Christ's name, amen.
后来他们这样讲了，我就也这样听了，我就特别记得说要说奉耶稣基督的名求。
And then my prayers got answered.
而且我发现真的是我每次这样求的时候呢，我这个祷告就蒙应许了。
Wow, that's really cool.
我觉得哎，真的是很有效。
But then, of course, sometimes I forgot, then I say, in Jesus' name, and then the prayer was not answered.
但是我也不是每一次都这么讲，所以有的时候会讲说奉耶稣的名，然后就发现好像是不是那时候这样讲的时候呢，这个祷告就没有蒙应许。
So I try to, so I became very, very conscientious when I pray, I have to end it correctly according to the formula.
所以后来我就变得特别小心，每次祷告的时候就特别注意，一定要说奉耶稣基督的名求，这样。
And then if someone else is not ending correctly, I will very silently say, in Jesus Christ's name, amen.
那如果我听到有别人祷告的时候只是说奉耶稣的名求，我就会替他再加上说奉耶稣基督的名求。
Hopefully that we're going to right authority go to God's throne.
这样我帮他一把，让他那个讲对了，这样他的祷告谁能听到。
And of course, when you hear this, you might sound very silly, and I agree, it is silly.
那你现在听起来是觉得很好笑，是不是很奇怪的事情？
Because if I have a relationship with Jesus, then when I pray, God knows that I'm praying in His Son's name.
因为事实上说，如果我真的跟耶稣有一个个人的关系的话，那我祷告的时候，我说耶稣的时候，神知道我说的是哪一个耶稣。
So when we try to figure out a formula, try to get God to work for us, and that's what we call magic, what we call superstition.
那但是如果我们想用靠一种程式说我做这个，我说那个，神就会听我的祷告，为我做事的时候，那个实际上就是一个是一个魔法，是一个是一种迷信。
And all magic, all superstitions will work some of the time.
那所有的这种迷信也好，魔法也好，只是说有的时候会管用。
But Jesus is not a magician.
但是耶稣他并不一个不是一个魔术师。
He does not fit into a formula.
他你不能把他装在一个程式里。
Actually, you cannot contain him anyway.
你不可能用任何一种方法来把他固定成一个模式。
Now, what he really wants to do is to lead us to have our faith to is so secure, is so big that we can overwhelm fears in the midst of difficulties.
神耶稣所要想要给他的信心，以至于当我们有一个惧怕来临的时候，我们的这个信心可以超越这个惧怕。
So let me repeat again, what to have a faith so big and is so secure thatIt drowns out fears in the midst of difficulties.
那耶稣所要给我们再重复一遍，这个信心是非常的大，而且非常的确信。所以当困难来临的时候，这个信心能够战胜惧怕。
And when we are in the midst of trouble, that we can still listen to Jesus' still voice saying that, "Fear not, I'm with you. Follow me."
当我们在困难当中，当我们遇到挫折的时候，我们仍然可以因为这个信心，我们仍然可以听到耶稣的声音说：“不要害怕，跟随我，我会与你同在。”
So that's this purpose of his, this faith over fear, is his message throughout the gospel.
所以耶稣在这个福音书里一直都在传讲的这个信息，就是他要给我们这个超越惧怕的信心。
So we're going to look at some passages. First, we're going to look at the Matthew chapter 10.
那我们今天要看的是马太福音第十章。
Okay. Now, this passage, there's a background. Let me just kind of explain that to you.
那这一章有一个背景。
So this is when Jesus, in his early stage of his ministry, and he's sending out the 12 disciples.
那这个是在耶稣早期的时候，开始服事的时候，他要把差他的门徒出去。
So,Jesus was doing he proclaiming the good news. He was casting out demons and he healed the sick.
耶稣在宣讲天国的道理，他赶鬼医病。
So then now he wants to send his 12 disciples to do the same.
那他这个时候要差他十二个门徒去跟他做同样的事。
And then this is the first time that they're going out without Jesus being with them. So they're like a first it's on the first on the job training.
那这个他们这一次出去是耶稣没有跟着他们，他们是要单独自己挑大梁了。
Now you know that eventually that Jesus is going to hand over his ministry to his disciples in probably within 3 years or so. So they need to do this sometime.
那我们知道，在后来大概过两三年之后，那这些门徒就要开始负责这个福音的工作，耶稣就不再和他们在一起了。所以这个是他们最开始的一个这个工作上的一个训练。
So now Jesus is giving them instructions and.You know, where to go, what to bring. So he's giving them the instructions.
那所以这个地方就讲到说耶稣给他们一些指示，告诉他们要去哪里，带什么东西。
Okay, so we're going to listen in this conversation.
那所以我们就要在这里听一下他们是怎么交谈的。
Okay, so let's read together from 16 to 18, first in English and then in Chinese.
那我们一起来从16节读到18节，先用英文，然后再用中文读。
Okay. I am sending you out like sheep.Among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles.
好，中文我们一起来读。我差你们去，如同羊进入狼群，所以你们要灵巧像蛇，寻良像鸽子。你们要防备人，因为他们要把你们交给公会，也要在会堂里鞭打你们。 并且你们要为我的缘故被送到诸侯君王面前，对他们和外邦人做见证。
Okay, now, if you're the disciples, you're just kind of in the early stage of the ministry, you suddenly hear this, you know, your mind probably thinking about this the following.
那如果你是那个门徒的话，然后你刚开始跟着耶稣没多久，忽然听到耶稣给你们讲了这么一篇话，你会怎么想？
He just said that we're going to be handed over to officials and flogged?
他刚才是说我们要被交给公会，然后还会被鞭打吗？
Did he just say that we're going to be witnesses before the kings and Gentiles?
然后还会说送到这个诸侯君王面前，还要给外邦人做见证。
We don't do Gentiles.
我们跟外邦人没有任何关系的。
Okay, and then Jesus continues.
然后耶稣又继续说。
Okay, in verse 19, let's read 19 and 20 in English first. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given that what to say. For it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you.
好，中文我们一起来读。你们被交的时候，不要思虑怎样说话或说什么话。到那时候，必赐给你们当说的话，因为不是你们自己说的，乃是你们父的灵在你们里头说的。
So the disciple was still thinking about this now. He said, when they arrest you, and when they arrest us, do not worry.
然后那个耶稣就说，你们被交的时候不要思虑，不要担心。
Yeah, worry about what to say.
然后不要担心说什么话。
Okay, so when we get arrested, what to say is not the least of a worry.
那门徒心里就想，我们被抓起来，我们不操心要说什么话。
We're worried that we got arrested.
我们操心的是我们被抓起来了。
And then, when we get arrested, what we need is not what to say, it's really the get out of jail card.
所以我们那个时候担心的不是说该说什么，我们担心的是说怎么才能被放出来。
And then if you say that, hey, the spirit of your father, that means God is involved in this arresting.
而且当那个耶稣讲到说这个父的灵的时候，那你就会想说，哎，那父知道这件事，他在这个事情里面。
So if he knew that we're going to get arrested, then can he like not let us get arrested in the first place?
那如果他这件事情他都知道的话，干嘛还要让我们被抓起来呢？干脆不要抓不就好了吗？
We want God to get involved in like not letting us get arrested.
我们希望说神参与这件事情的时候，不是说让我们告诉我们怎么说，我们是希望他参与的时候就不要让我们被抓起来就完事了。
Arresting is no good. It's not fun.
这个被抓起来有什么好呢？
Yeah. And then Jesus continues.
那耶稣后来又继续说。
Okay, we read English.Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and the body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Not yet one of them will fall to the ground outside your father's care. And even the very hair of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows.
中文一起来。那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们；唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？若是你们的父不许，一个也不能掉在地上，就是你们的头发也都被数过了。所以不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。
So paraphrase what Jesus said. Jesus says that.Sparrows worth a penny, but you are more precious than sparrows.
那换句话说，就是这个两个麻雀值一分银子，但是你们比麻雀更贵重的多。
So, don't be afraid.
所以不用担心，不要害怕。
But then you said, wait, but we're gonna be handed over, put on trial, and then flogged, and those people have power over us.
可是你说了，我们是会被抓起来的呀，而且他们还会鞭打我们，然后还会审判我们。这些人他们有权柄，就这样对我们的。
Yeah, Jesus said, "Yes, I know. Don't be afraid."
但是耶稣说，我知道，不要去。
Okay, so we're gonna be going to Gentiles and then be witness before the king, and we're gonna go to those strange places.
那就这些门徒又说，那我们还要去给外邦人传道，然后还要跟诸侯君王去讲，这些都是很陌生的地方。
Jesus said, "I know, I know."Don't be afraid.
但是耶稣再一次地告诉他们说，没关系，不要害怕。
Because they could only kill your body, but fear the one who can kill both the soul and the body, which means God.
因为这些人只能伤害你的身体，不能伤害灵魂。你要怕那个能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，也就是神。
Because God has more those who can only kill the body.
因为神比那个只能伤害杀身体的更有权柄。
So, don't be afraid.
所以不要害怕。
Now we know that in the book of Acts, those disciples were arrested, were flogged, and even were killed.
那我们知道，从《使徒行传》里，我们看到这些门徒确实被抓，而且确实被鞭打，甚至被杀害。
But they were bold.
但是他们那个时候是非常的勇敢。
Because they followed Jesus, and then their faith was overwhelmed their fears.
因为那个时候，因为他们跟随了耶稣，他们的这个信心淹没了他们的恐惧。
Okay, I'm giving you another example about faith and fear.
那我再给一个关于这个信心和恐惧的例子。
Remember in Mark 4, chapter 4, there's a story about Jesus and the disciple got into a boat.
那记不记得在马可福音第四章里有一个故事讲到说耶稣和他的门徒上了船。
And then Jesus was tired and then he went to the stern of the boat and then taking a nap.
那耶稣那个时候很累了，所以他就到船尾去睡觉了。
And then suddenly there was a furious wind came and it rocked the boat and then the waves was breaking about the boat.
那个时候海上就起了大风，然后浪很大，然后这个船被翻，掀来掀去。
Now those disciples, some of them are professional fishermen.
那你不要忘了，他的那些门徒当中有一些是这个职业的渔夫。
They knew how to handle boat, and but then this is a big one that they really could not.
那他们是很了解这个水上情况和也知道怎么操纵船，但是这个时候他们没有办法。
But then finally they finally came to Jesus and woke him up and said.
后来就开始慌张了，然后就到耶稣那里把他叫醒。
The teacher, don't you care if we drown?
然后就说那个夫子啊，我们都快淹死了，你都不管吗
？And then Jesus got up, and then rebuked the wind and the waves.
那这个时候耶稣就起来斥责风浪。
It says.Quiet, be still.
然后耶稣说住了吧，静了吧。
Yeah, that was a sound effect. Okay. Okay.
还带音效
的。And then suddenly, the wind just died down, and then was completely calm. It's like,
然后就一瞬间，这个风也停了，浪也没有了。
Okay. And then Jesus said this to them.
然后耶稣就这样对他们讲。
He said to his disciples, Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?
耶稣对他们说为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗
？Okay, Jesus. In case you didn't know that we had a storm that was so big, we almost got killed.
那这些门徒可以想，我们难道不应该胆怯吗？刚才那个风浪那么大，浪那么大，差点就翻船都淹死了。
Jesus, I know. But why are you so afraid? I do care. Do you still have no?
但是耶稣对他们的回答是说我知道情况是怎么样的但是你为什么要胆怯呢你们难道还没有信心吗知道我是那个关爱你们的人吗
So verse 41 says that they were terrified and asked each other, Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.
那41节就讲到他们就大大的惧怕彼此说这到底是谁连风和海也听从他了。
Now when the disciples, got into the storm, they were afraid.
当这个门徒在风浪中的时候，他们是很害怕。
After Jesus calmed the storm, they were terrified.
那但是当耶稣平静了风浪以后，他们这个变成大大的恐惧。
Because they suddenly saw that this Jesus had a power to overcome the storm that could kill them.
那这时候他们看到说，这个耶稣他能够平静那些能够使船毁人亡的这些风浪。
He had the power to stop the unstoppable wind.
这个是没有任何人可以做到的，这个风和海都听从他了。
And they realized that they really, really cannot contain Jesus to do whatever they want him to do.
那个时候他们意识到说这个耶稣的能力大到不是说他们可以来掌控他，把他放在一个什么情况下，让耶稣为他们做事情。
And yet, Jesus said, I care, I care.
但是耶稣一再地告诉他们说我关心我在意。
So when following Jesus, we can get into a terrible, terrible situation, and yet we don't have to be afraid.
所以呢，当我们跟随耶稣的时候，我们也有可能遇到这样的情况，是一个很可怕的情况，但是我们不用惧怕。
Jesus wants to lead our faith to a point that it just overshadows fear.
神，耶稣他要带领我们，让我们的信心大到一个地步，能够遮掩惧怕，能够驱走惧怕。
So throughout the gospel, that really what Jesus was teaching the disciples on what to do is that in a difficult situation, don't be afraid.
所以耶稣在福音书里面一直在教这些门徒，告诉他们说，在遇到困难、遇到困境的时候，不要害怕。
Now, he did not say that hey, don't be afraid because, you know, I will not let bad things happen.
他的意思并不是说不用害怕，我会把这些坏的事情都挡走，你们都没关系。
Now, that's magic, that's a superstition.
我们刚才讲过，这个是魔法。
But he does say that don't be afraid when bad things happen.
但是耶稣说的是，当这些事情发生的时候，不要害怕。
Because we have a absolute security in God that in the midst of bad things happening, that we can still say, yes, I can listen to Jesus.
那我们在神的里面是非常的平安，非常的稳妥，所以当这些事情发生的时候，我们仍然可以说，我们要听着耶稣，听从他的话。
And he'll say, fear not, I'm with you, follow me.
那耶稣就要告诉我们说，不要惧怕，我与你同在，跟随我。
And that really is the message throughout the Gospels.
这真的就是福音书里耶稣所传讲的信息。
Now, why would he lead our faith to a point that it just overcomes fear?
那我们讲到耶稣他要带领我们，让我们的信心能够增长到超越惧怕，那他为什么要这样做呢？
I think there are at least two reasons I can think of.
那我想到的至少有两个原因。
One is that the faith over fear will really honor God.
第一，这样的能够超越惧怕的信心是荣耀神的。
Because we have the confidence on God's protection.
因为这个信心是在神的身上，是对他的这个保护有信心。
And then in the difficulties, we don't run away, we stick with him.
当困难来临的时候，我们没有就跑掉，我们就来依靠他，来依靠他的保护。
And now it shows that he is trustworthy.
这也就证明了他是值得信赖的。
And also it shows that our relationship with God is extraordinary.
那同样也表明我们跟神的关系是很牢固的。
And the second one is that this faith above faith over fear that will free us to love.
那这个超越惧怕的信心也能够让我们得到自由，让我们能够去爱。
And even to love our enemies.
这个爱甚至能够爱我们的敌人。
Those who persecute us and that has power over us, they can't harm us.
那些去迫害我们，然后对我们的这个生命身体有权柄的人，是有可能来伤害我们。
But we acknowledge that God has the power to control our souls.
但是我们承认说神他的权柄能够掌控我们的灵魂。
And then we are not afraid the one who can only kill the body.
所以那个只能杀身体不能杀灵魂的我们不用怕他们。
Also, there's also because there's no fear that we can love.
而且当没有惧怕的时候，我们就能够去爱。
And a perfect love drives out fear, and then it increases our.
因为这个完全的爱既得完全，就能把这个惧怕消除。所以当我们没有惧怕的时候，我们就能够有更大的能力去爱。
So this confidence that we have in God is so strong that it just overshadows the fear.
当我们有这个在这个神里面，我们对他有很强的信心的时候，我们就可以把这个惧怕赶走。
And then in the midst of all these bad things, we still can listen to Jesus' still voice.
所以当在各样的困境当中的时候，我们仍然可以听到耶稣微小的声音。
Fear not, I'm with you, follow me.
不要惧怕，我与你同在，跟随我。
Now, Paul points out that this confidence that we have is based on the character of God, which is good.
那保罗向我们指出来说，我们对神的信心是因为神是他是这样一位神，他有这样的位格，就是神是良善的。
So in Romans 8 verse 28 it says like this.
在罗马书第八章二十八节。
Let's read it together.
让我们一起来读。
And we all know that all things work together for good to those who love God, who have been called according to His purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
So we trust God's character being good, and we know that whatever happens to us,
所以我们相信神，相信他的这个特性是良善的，所以不论什么事情发生，
that has gotten His permission to come our way.
是神允许发生在我们身上的事情。
And those are bad things we perceive, really it has a purpose to increase our faith.
那在我们看来是不好的事情，实际上是为的是让我们能够得到信心。
And that faith eventually will overwhelm fear.
而这个信心随着信心的这个增强到一个地步，终于我们就可以超越惧怕。
So, can we trust God?
那我们到底能不能信任神？
Absolutely.
完全是可以的。
He is good.
因为神是良善的。
So Paul concludes in the later part of the chapter 8.
所以当这个保罗在罗马书第八章后面就写到，
He says, Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword?
难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
All these things can only kill our body.
所有这一切只能伤害我们的身体。
Now, let me add some more to it.
那我可以再加一些。
Joblessness.
是失业吗？
When we lose job, it gets scared. I have a mortgage to pay. I don't have a job.
那当你失业的时候，你会感到恐惧，说我还有很多的账单要付，我没有工作，没有收入怎么办？
What about if I don't have a job, I have an investment, and my bank account is diminishing?
那也可能你没有工作了，但是你本来还有一些积蓄，但是你的这个投资都在贬值。
What about my retirement?
那我的这个退休基金怎么办？
What about my health?
或者我们健康恶化呢？
I have I got a cancer, I'm dying.
或者我得了癌症，我快死了。
What about these people that work, I work with them every day, those dishonest bosses or backstabbing coworkers.
或者是这个不公平的老板，或者是害人的同事呢？
What about those Republicans in the House or Democrats in the Senate?
是众议院的那些共和党吗？还是参议院的民主党？
They can only kill the body.
他们只能伤害我们的身体。
I know some of us have some concern aboutWhat is going on in this country politically and the judiciary?
那我们有一些人当中有一些人可能会很担心说这个国家在走向什么方向，就是无论是在政治上还是在法律上。
We say that this country is going to the wrong direction.
我们觉得这个他们在往这个错走在错的道错误的道路上。
And I have a feeling that actually this country will be more hostile towards Christianity ever.
那我也相信这个国家也会变得对这个基督教越来越敌对。
And we're afraid of those changes.
我们害怕改变。
But in the middle of these changes, we have a choice to make.
但是当改变来临的时候，我们可以做一个选择。
Are we going to be just swept into the fear that this circumstance is bringing?
是不是我们就让这个恐惧来占据我们心，说这个环境就在不断的恶化？
Or we will listen to Jesus' still voice, Fear not, I'm with you, follow me.
或者我们愿意专心听耶稣的声音，说不要害怕，我与你同在，跟随我。
This reminds me, Sister Karen, her family, Caleb and Sarah.
我想起这个罗翠传姐妹的家庭，她的儿子Caleb 还有女儿 Sarah，
who have chosen to depend on God in an extraordinarily difficult situation.
他们就做了这样一个选择，他们在一个很困难的情况下选择去依靠神。
A stroke happened to her husband.
那她的先生当时有一个很严重的中风。
And then it just detoured the whole family to a new direction.
然后使这个家庭的这个生活一下子发生了极大的转变。
Things like that never happened to my family, so I really don't know.
我没有经历过这样的事情，我所以不能够想象。
But I'm trying to imagine.
那我就试着想一下。
is that what is that they, when they were at the initial like couple months or when that happens and what they were thinking.
当事情刚刚发生这前几个月的时候，他们会怎么想？
Our beloved husband, dad is lying on the hospital bed.
他们所爱的先生还有父亲就躺在医院的床上。
What will happen to the future of our family?
那将来怎么办呢？
What about financially?
这个经济来源从哪里来呢？
But Jesus said, "Fear not."
但是耶稣说不要惧怕
I'm with you.
我与你同在
Follow me.
跟随我
And this family chose to follow Jesus. They chose faith over fear.
那这个家庭就选择了跟随神选择对神有信心而不是让惧怕来淹没他们
A stroke did not strike down the family.
这个中风并没有让这个把这个家庭打垮
Two kids got baptized and followed the Lord.
那这个两个孩子都受洗，然后愿意跟随神。
And Karen still served the Lord with a big smile.
那这个 Karen 也在我们当中，真的是满怀喜乐的服侍神。
And Caleb, I can always count on him. He's always helpful and courteous.
那这个 Caleb 他是非常可靠的，我可以找他来帮忙，然后他又很有礼貌。
And Sarah, when she's in the Sunday school, Sunday worship class, her hands are always up, answering questions, and always volunteer to pray.
那 Sarah 每次在儿童崇拜和儿童主日学的时候，都常常举手，非常愿意回答问题，非常愿意来带大家祷告。
That difficult situation did not strike down the family.
他们所遇到的困难并没有把他们打倒。
But they listened to Jesus.
他们听耶稣的声音。
Fear not, I'm with you. Follow me.
不要害怕，我与你同在，跟随我。
Now our faith may not be there yet, and that's okay.
我们的信心可能还没有到那一个地步，没有关系。
That's why Jesus invites us to follow him.
这也是为什么耶稣邀请我们来跟随他的缘故。
That kind of trust of Jesus needs to build over time.
那对耶稣这样的信心是一点一点建立起来的。
And we really need to know Jesus deeply to get to that relationship bonding.
那能够到那一个地步的，我们是要先要认识耶稣，然后才能开始跟他建立亲密的关系。
And our love needs to be rooted in him.
所以我们的爱要根基在他们里，在他的里面。
We recognize that.You know, his love is so great and so wonderful that we just want to worship him.
我们认识到他的爱是那样的长阔高深，我们愿意来敬拜他。
And we also need to know him through God's word.
那我们也需要研读神的话语，来借此来认识耶稣。
And not just knowing just about Jesus, but knowing this person, Jesus.
不是只是知道关于他的事情，而是真的认识他这个人。
And we also want to, we also want Jesus to let in into our lives.
我们也要愿意请耶稣来进入我们的生命，让我们能够经历他。
So that we can experience this His faithfulness in our lives.
我们在我们的生活中经历到他的信实。
We can take Him wherever we go.
我们可以带着他，我们不论去哪里，他都可以带他一起。
And then we can also talk to Him about.Our concerns, our worries, and our fears.
而且可以向他倾诉你心里所有的担心和害怕。
And it's natural for us to fear the one who can kill our body.
那些能伤害我们的，我们害怕他们是一件很自然的事情。
But Jesus calls us to have a confidence to the one who controls our soul.
但是耶稣呼召我们要对那个能够对我们的灵魂负责的。有信心。
He will take our faith to a level that we are so confident that fear is something that we're going to just draw them out.
他要带领我们，让我们的信心能够提升到一个地步，就不用再惧怕。
Now, he will not remove difficulties in our lives.
他不会简单的就把我们所可能遇到的困难都挪走。
But when those things happen, he will go through with them.
但是当你真的遇到困难的时候，他会与你同在。
At the end, is that he wants to know that our faith is being built up.
到最后他所想要知道的就是我们的信心能够得到提升。
So next time when trouble comes your way,
所以当下一次你遇到困难遇到问题的时候
think of it as it's an opportunity.
你就把它看成是一个机会。
It's a test.
是一个考试。
For us to listen to Jesus' still voice.
让我们能够借这个机会来听耶稣的声音。
Fear not, I'm with you. Follow me.
不要惧怕，我与你同在，跟随我。
Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you that you came to this world and you show us to have a fearless life.
耶稣，我们感谢你，你到这个世上来，让我们看到是如何能够过一个没有惧怕的生活。
And sometimes that we do fear that those who can kill our body.
我们有的时候是会怕那些可以伤害我们身体的人。
But help us to follow you so that our eyes is on you.
求你帮助我们真的是跟随你，让我们定睛看你。
And our faith is not yet there, so help us and lift us our faith.
我们的信心还不够，就求你帮助我们能够加，让我们的信心能够加添。
So that we can follow you and our faith will overshadow the fear.
所以我们能够专心的来跟随你，我们的信心可以战胜恐惧。
And we thank you for your victorious and mighty name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们谢谢你，我们祷告是奉你有力的圣名。Amen.
Amen. 让我们一起来唱这首诗歌，来回应今天的信息。
哦，神，我的父，在你没有丝毫颤动影儿，你不改变，你怜爱也无减少，像你以往一样直到永远，你心是何不大。心是何广大，每早晨赐下新丰富恩惠，我一切有你双手丰富预备，你的心是广大，现在我身，你
懂得思
tomorrow, blessings on my with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I sing. All I